Thank you, Madam Chairperson, for giving me the floor. I think Mr. Fortot also raised a second point relating to footnote 37, where the Golder case is discussed. I don't think that there is a real contradiction here, in particular not to what is said in paragraph 5 of the commentary to conclusion 6. Paragraph 5, I think, correctly states that a right of access to court, which would be a human rights demand, applies in foro domestico. And that is what Golder says in footnote 37 later on. I do not see an assertion that that would also be required on the international level, because clearly here, as is said in paragraph 5 of the commentary, the principle of consent to jurisdiction is crucial. I just wonder whether we might clarify that by including some ICJ jurisprudence here in paragraph 5 and contrast already the demands that Golder states in regard to domestic law, because that there may be a misunderstanding which we could easily solve by saying so explicitly.